Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Republican Senator Emmett Hanger represents the Stanton area. Walking around the state capitol, he wears a little lapel pin that says Interstate 81. Hanger says if commuters want that road improved, lawmakers have to come up with a way to pay for it.
There are consequences of our inaction. All the accidents, the huge delays that are costing people a tremendous amount of time and money.
Hanger proposed a regional gas tax, but that died in subcommittee this week. A bill to study alternative ways to fund construction still lives.
I'm quick to point out that studying doesn't put any money in our treasury to actually pay for improvements.
Mike O'Connor is a lobbyist for gas station owners. He says tolling trucks or high occupancy lanes would be less of a burden on local businesses.
For this year, I think the way to go is to look at the House and to have a serious study of these various options and come back next January.
In the meantime, Interstate 81 will be getting more wear and tear. Almost half of all trucking miles in Virginia are traveled on it. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.